It's interesting to reflect on this incident. This is God weeping over a city. This is God, the living, eternal Son of God incarnate, weeping over a city. First, think of how much love he has for that place. That's the place he chose. The only temple to the one true God in the whole world was there. 1,000 years of preparation for the Messiah. In that whole country, but centered in this Jerusalem. If you only knew what makes for peace. They rejected him. And this, as you know, we're up to chapter 19 now in Luke. We're getting ready for the Passion narrative. It was on one of these visits for the Synoptic Gospels, as you know, the way they've structured their Gospels. Jesus only makes one trip south. And that's probably not, that's a theological use of geography. He probably went several times. He made the prescribed pilgrimages, as John indicates in his other Gospel, several visits to Jerusalem. As I read this, I think there's a place as you come up from the west and you go up into the hills and you come to a certain place, and all of Jerusalem is before you. Even though now it's a big, sprawling, modern city with apartment houses and all that sort of thing. But that was a special place for the pilgrims. They could see Jerusalem. They had a few hours' walk ahead of them, but they could see it. And I wonder whether that's the place where he saw it and saw that it was ruined. Ruined, my friends, to this day. The temple disappeared. Part of it a mosque now. The city, a big, sprawling Europeanized city with great holy souls in it, you know, who go over to the Wailing Wall and pray every day. But it's over. Didn't listen. And the result in God is weeping. Who is God that he would weep over a city? He's God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was turned towards God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. Through him all things were made. And without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the Word became flesh, and wept over Jerusalem. Can you see it? How God takes our human life much more seriously than we do. What he sees and wept and with prophetic vision saw exactly what happened. The Romans came, encircled the city. Anybody trying to escape was caught and crucified. And finally they just took it. And it's never been the same since. They destroyed that temple. Destroyed it. It wasn't quite finished. Herod's magnificent edifice. Ambiguous edifice, because Herod was only half a Jew. And did he build it for God or for himself? Let God worry about that. But it's over. And for 2 millennia, it's been over. Huge significance, finally, in 1947, 43, when part of that land was Jewish again by the United Nations decree. But I think what we can get from this is how seriously God takes our life. We don't take it half as seriously as he does. Do you weep over your sins? Jesus does. How many saints have seen Jesus and Mary weeping over the mess we made of this world? We, the church, to whom the whole world was confided by Christ, bring it to me. Help them. Calm their fears. Feed their hungry. Bring them to me. This is a very powerful. Jesus wept over Jeremiah. I don't know. Who is Jesus? He is the Word of God incarnate. And he's weeping. The glory that could have been the people. The glory that could have been Jerusalem. Why? Because they were too busy on their own projects and they didn't like interference. He comes along preaching the good news, saying this is the will of the Father, reminding them of what the law tells them. They kill him. How many of the mystics, you know, see this dimension of Jesus weeping now? Jesus confided the whole world to the care of the church. Take care of them. Teach them how to care for their children. Heal their sick. Bring them to me little by little. Let them come and see who I am. And we haven't done it. We're too busy building our own little projects. And the result, without a miracle, this whole Western world will go pagan. Just pray today. Ask the Lord to show you what was going through his heart when he was weeping. Join him and pray for this world. We are so dumb, so gross. We don't see what's going on.